Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. The Vatican said Saturday the prognosis for the 88-year-old was reserved after he suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis. Today, the Vatican said he continues to receive oxygen. ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says
he needed a little bit of high-flow oxygen. So that's oxygen that can be heated and humidified and maybe delivered through a mask to support his lungs. This just goes to show you that how much those pulmonary conditions can change day by day and why monitoring is so incredibly important.
Pope's been hospitalized since February 14th, initially with bronchitis that turned into pneumonia. Elon Musk directed an email to all federal workers instructing them to reply with 5 achievements from the prior week or face termination, but several agencies and departments telling their employees not to reply. Investigators in York County, Pennsylvania, still searching for a motive after a man took hostages and killed a police officer Saturday. This is ABC News. How will Wall Street respond to Friday's sell-off? ABC's Phil Lipoff says that sell-off followed renewed concern about mortgage rates and the average price of a home hitting an all-time high last month.
The slump in the housing market comes as confidence in the economy is fading.
I don't do impulse buys anymore. I can't afford to do impulse buys, so I just come out and get what I need.
In the latest Consumer Sentiment Index report, it showed many businesses and families are worried about continued inflation and tariffs on items like groceries, cars, and gas. The report saying consumer sentiment dropped 10%, marking its second straight decline.
Winter dangers apparent over the weekend as Mammoth Mountain, California, says ski patroller Claire Murphy, who was caught in an avalanche February 14th, died of her injuries. Meanwhile, in Grand County, Colorado, a backcountry skier died Saturday after being buried in an avalanche. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story around here the next several days will be some much warmer temperatures building in as mild Pacific air flows across the northern plains into Wisconsin. Could push that temperature a good 15 degrees above normal by tomorrow. There will be several weak weather systems sliding across the region this week as well, most of them just producing some cloud cover. Now, we could see a period of drizzle or light showers Monday evening with one weak system. A second one coming through late Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, just a bit stronger. Could have a period of rain showers, maybe some wet snow mixed with it. And then behind that, a third system going north of us going into Friday night, early Saturday, could bring some accumulating snow to about the northern third of Wisconsin. Colder weather will build in behind that one, though, for the upcoming weekend. Here's a forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a snow flurry early, then more sun this afternoon and turning warmer with a high of 42, south to southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 29 degrees. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high all the way up to 49 degrees. That's right, we could be touching close to 50, west wind between 8 and 17. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by late evening, low at 32. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued mild, high temperature in the mid-40s. There is a 50% chance of light rain showers by the late evening, which could mix with some wet snow late Tuesday night. For Wednesday, any light rain or snow ending by late morning, clearing skies in the afternoon, low at 31, high 43. Thursday, partly sunny, just slightly cooler, low 28, high near 40. Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer once again, low near 27 with a high of 48. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, low about 26 with a high near 33. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a cloudy 21 degrees, up from a morning low of 11. And yesterday, we had a high of 31. No precipitation yesterday. A record high for this day was 60, and that was set back in 1930. A record low 15 below set in 1873. Last year on this date, our high was 41, our low 25. Sunset today will be at 5:42. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:46. No precipitation as the barometer is at 29.78 as it rises slightly. Winds are out of the southwest at 3, and again, it is a cloudy 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored today by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning for Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. At approximately 11:30 on Friday morning, the Viroqua Fire Department received a report of a house fire in the city of Viroqua at 220 West South Street. Upon arrival, heavy smoke was visible coming from the soffit and roof area of the home. The Viroqua Fire Department was able to contain the fire to the attic space of the structure before it was fully extinguished. The fire department cleared the scene at approximately 3:15 Friday afternoon. No injuries to civilians or firefighters were reported, but heat and fire damage to the attic space has occurred. The origin and cause of the fire, though, remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Westby Fire Department, the Lafarge Fire Department, the Viroqua Police Department, Tri-State Ambulance, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Excel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric. The Ithaca Lions Club, along with the Buena Vista Lions, is holding a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Jennifer Ward today from now until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The menu includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, also ham, cheese, applesauce, and milk. Cost of the meal, $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat free. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle at the event, along with a bounce house for the kids to play in. A free will donation for the bounce house will be taken. Money raised from the event will assist the family with Jennifer's ongoing cancer treatments. Help out at the Richland County and City of Richland Center canine units at its first ever Cosmic Canine Tap or Pin Tap fundraiser today. If you're not a bowler, don't worry. The day will also include raffles. The Cosmic Canine Pin Tap fundraiser will begin at 10 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The cost to participate for a four-member team is $100. Proceeds will go to the county and city police canine units. FEMA is now accepting applications for the Youth Preparedness Council until March 3rd. The Youth Preparedness Council, or YPC, is a program that brings teens together from across the nation who are interested in and engaged in community preparedness. Council members are selected based on the dedication to public service, their efforts in making a difference in the communities, and the potential to expand their impact as national leaders for emergency preparedness. Students in grades 8 through 11 are eligible to apply. During their one-year term, council members collaborate virtually with each other to develop projects to promote preparedness on a local and national scale. Members also engage with leaders within FEMA, the federal government, and national nonprofit organizations. Students from Region 5, which include Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin, who apply for the National YPC, will also be considered for a place on the Region 5 Youth Preparedness Council. The Region 5 YPC is an additional service and leadership opportunity for high schooler students living in these states. Youth interested in applying for the positions must submit a completed application form and provide two letters of recommendation. All applications and supporting materials must be submitted no later than March 3rd. New council members will be announced by June. To access the application materials, read about the current council members, and for more information about the Youth Preparedness Council, visit the Youth Preparedness Council page on FEMA.gov. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A unique soil found only in Richland County, Nakshma Roho Nai. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the soil series, .sc.egov.usda.gov, a special series of solid types are proposed in Richland County in 2002. Of these solid type soils, the source was given name and provided by Elder Jim Funmaker of the Ho-Chunk Nation. This special soil type is pronounced Nakshma Roha Nie, and it means ice land moving the river in the Ho-Chunk language. The Nakshma Roha Nai series consists of a very deep, well-drained soil in an underlying sandy outwash. These soils are on strath terraces along the Wisconsin River. Geographically associated soils in the area include both Balmoral and the Muscatine soil types located in Richland County. These soils are in similar positions to the landscape. The Muscatine soils have more sand in the upper part and have a paralithic contact to the bedrock. The Balmoral soils are moderately well drained. Most areas of Nakshma Roha Nai soils are used for cropland. A few small areas remain in native vegetation or are used for pasture land. Native vegetation is a mixture of deciduous forest and prairie grasses with scattered oak trees. The solid series is thought to be pre-Illinoian sediment with an eastward sloping deposit surface. An ice blockage along the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien caused the Wisconsin River to flow eastward. In a separate article, Eric Carson covers the river flowing from Wyalusing State Park east across the state of Wisconsin. If you're interested, simply search "When the Wisconsin River Flowed Backwards." Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering a special quail study in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance at Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Rose Mary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died on February 15th at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 on Thursday at the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Wednesday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church on Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rose Mary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center. Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center, died on Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike McNair, 82 of Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a handful of birthday wishes going out on this Sunday, February 23rd. First off, happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Matthew Coe, Pat Ostrander, and Ann Spiegel. Happy birthday as well today from the Richland Center Lions to Hunter Lassicky, Jace Wyatt Gertz, Tiffany Parker, Doug Hill, and Keith Ritten. Happy birthday wishes go out today to Charles Burnley from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to wish Patricia Ostrander and John Younger a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Pam Kins today from Back Road Resurrection Life Church. Happy birthday to Dan Shannon today from Sue and Merriman. And happy birthday to Pat Ostrander. Happy birthday with love from all your friends and family. To all of you celebrating your day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored this morning by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks, and another busy weekend in high school sports were held as the WIAA Division II Boys Sectional Wrestling Tournament was held Saturday in Wisconsin Dells. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Here's a look at how it went at the WIAA Wisconsin Dells Division II Sectional. Saturday's results included at 106 pounds, first place, Colin Fry of Evansville, taking second, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi, third place, Carson Bassett of Fenimore. The fourth place wrestler was Thomas Lomar of Broadhead Judah. At 113, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville is a champion. Had an exciting day on the day, getting a pin in the finals over Colton Bolig of Evansville, who finishes second. Coda Perney of Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro is third. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien finishes in fourth place. At 120, first place Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. Second place is Ethan Haiti. He was pinned by Koss in the championship round, and then Ethan fell to second place. The third place wrestler, Briar Caves, with a medical forfeit, did not wrestle Ethan in the consolation round. Cade Birchman of Fenimore finishes fourth. At 126, Blake Endress of Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus with a first place finish. Rhett Spurley Dodgeville was second. Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern finished third. Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville is the fourth place wrestler. At 132, first place for Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards. Second place, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, taking third and going to state. Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Race Howlett of Evansville finishes fourth at 132. At 138, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville takes first place. Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien second. Nathan Johnson Dodgeville is third and headed to state. And Connor Breimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern is fourth. At 144, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville continues his amazing season. Undefeated again after a big day of wrestling and takes first place, followed by Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Nielsville Greenwood Loyal, third place wrestler Oliver Harkus, Belmont Platteville. Mason Schulte of River Valley is the fourth place wrestler at 144. At 150, top three going to state, first place Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, second place Braden Dorshorst of Lodi, third place, Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, and the fourth place wrestler, Tom Heiser of Evansville. At 157 pounds, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the champion. Second place wrestler, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro is third, and the fourth place wrestler is Tyler Kissimore of Belmont Platteville. At 165, first place, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Second place, Landon Bush, Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Third place, Jacob Luchterhand of Nielsville Greenwood Loyal. And fourth place, Kaysen Helwig of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. At 175, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida is the champion. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage and Nathan Blaschke finish out the weight class. Fourth place wrestler was Riker Swenson of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. At 190, it was a win for Hayden Gillen. He had an amazing day, taking first place for Mauston Nisida. Trey Udelhoven of Belleville Monticello New Glarus is second. Jordan Perkins, Wautoma Wild Rose is third. Blake Brickle of River Valley finishes fourth, just out of the running for state. 215, Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien is the champion. Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk is second. Aaron Dunnigan of GET Merrill's Windoro is third, and Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville finishes fourth. And at heavyweight, first place, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Also moving on, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, Jackson Meyer of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal, and the fourth place wrestler is Caden Drake of Darlington Blackhawk. Certainly some great results on the day, some very good wrestling in Wisconsin Dells. Fenimore had the most points in terms of the team score with 99. Prairie du Chien second, 81.5. Evansville was third. Dodgeville fourth. And GET Merrill's Windoro was fifth of the teams that were here. Total of 27 teams at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. Reporting for WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Now, hearing from Division III's results on Saturday, WRCO's Bill Twining.
The Area Division III sectional wrestling tournament was held Saturday at Westby High School. The top three individuals in each weight class move on to the state tournament, which begins this coming Thursday. Mineral Point led the way with 8 state qualifiers. Aquinas has 7. Iowa Grand Highland 5 after the Division III sectional on Saturday. Both Riverdale and Lancaster will advance 3 wrestlers onto state. Moving 2 wrestlers each are Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Pecatonica Argyle, and Parkview Albany. And the following schools will have 1 wrestler each at state: Cashton, DeSoto, Royal Waniwak Center, Westby, Independence Gilmanton, Pittsville, and Westfield. The SWAL Conference had 9 of the 14 sectional champions on Saturday, and 19 total wrestlers qualify for state. The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference will have 9 wrestlers at the state tournament. Here's how things went by weight class at the Westby Division III sectional. And 106 pounds, the champion is freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas is the runner-up, and William Cradiville of Lancaster third. Freshman James Schramm of Riverdale just missed, finishing fourth at the sectional. At 113 pounds, the champion, senior Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca, runner-up Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center, and third place goes to Clayton Geyer of Westby. The 120-pound sectional champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who picked up his 200th career win in the championship match. He is a defending state champion going back to state. Liam Carey of Mineral Point finished second. He is a freshman. And Martez Sheard, another freshman from Aquinas, is third, just ahead of Boscobel Wazika Steuben sophomore Ashton Udelhoven, who finished in fourth place, just outside of the state tournament. At 126 pounds, the champion Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, runner-up Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, and third place to Parker Milsna of Cashton, who finished just ahead of senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 132, the state qualifiers are champion Roger Fleege of Aquinas, runner-up Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, and third place to Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, who was a late addition to the sectional after finishing out of the running at the Super Regional. He was added and will be making his second trip to the state tournament. 138, Brody Meese of Riverdale is the champion, will be making his third trip to the state tournament. Runner-up Grant Klimick of Independence Gilmanton. Third place to Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, just ahead of the top finisher from Brookwood, Drew Powell, who placed fourth and is out of the running. At 144, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point wins the championship. He'll make his fourth trip to state. The runner-up, Mason Grosskreutz of Westfield. Third place to Rayson Schooley of Pittsville. The 150-pound sectional champion from Saturday, sophomore Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Runner-up is Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. And third place goes to Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, who finished ahead of fourth-place finisher Ashton Bennett, a junior from Ithaca Weston, who is on the outside. At 157, the champion Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up Poinette's Ashton Meister, third-place Aquinas's Waylon Hargrove, freshman Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point placed fourth in that weight class. 165, the champion Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up and making his second trip to state is senior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Third place goes to Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. At 175, the sectional champion is Cade Rule of Mineral Point, who will make his fourth trip to state. Seth Greener of DeSoto is the runner-up. And third place goes to Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. He finishes just ahead of senior Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 190, the champion, Iowa Grand Highland's Gavin Hinderman, the runner-up, is Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, a senior, and third place to Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. The 215-pound champion Saturday at the West B Division III sectional is Tyson Martin of Aquinas, second place to Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, who lost his first match of the season in the sectional final, and third place goes to junior Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford, Seneca. And at 285, the champion, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, who won his 100th match in the final. He'll be making his second trip to state. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland is second, and Will Floatmeyer of Aquinas, third. A number of seniors bowed out of the tournament, ended their high school career at the sectional on Saturday, include Chase McGuire and Talon Childs of Riverdale, Mac Neep of Ithaca Weston, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca, Kasten Gazda of Brookwood, both Peyton Krager and Justin Obert of DeSoto, three wrestlers from Royal Waniwak Center, Garrett Dragan, Jackson Bender, and Samson Degner, Jaden Geyer of Westby, four from Iowa Grand Highland, Lucas Christensen, Aiden Bedward, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhardt, and two wrestlers from Mineral Point, Lennon Ewert and Matt Orrit. Individually from the area schools, again, moving on to state for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. For Ithaca Weston, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. From North Crawford Seneca, state qualifiers Jared Grimslet and Thomas Sprosty. From Mineral Point, eight of them, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, Rowan Carey, Jacob Dannenberg, Emmett Collins, Cade Rule, and Elliot Kite. Moving on to state from Cashton, Parker Milsna. From DeSoto, Seth Greeno. State qualifiers from Royal Waniwak Center, Brendan Rick. From Westby, Clayton Geyer. From Lancaster, three of them all finished third at the sectional, William Cradiville, Nolan Hankey, and Nolan Wolf. And from Iowa Grand Highland, five, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff. Iowa Grand Highland also has three wrestlers in the four slot who must be ready if they get the call. They are Lucas Christensen, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhardt. All three are seniors. The state wrestling tournament begins Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Division One and girls tournaments kick underway. And a Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, an earlier start this year for Divisions 2 and 3. For Kirk Layer and David Werman for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
And a couple other Wisconsin scores yesterday. It was Oregon beating number 11, Wisconsin 77-73. And so, it was a rough game, but hopefully they'll be able to bounce back. Also, in the first spring training game of the season, Milwaukee came away with the win over Cincinnati 8-7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
WRCO.
at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence there is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worship.
Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing, I could sing your love. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart, let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
because he's living, Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now
that I desire.
WRCO 100.9 FM.